dangerous, bitter cold.
5 minutes, that was it. I couldn't do no more.
It's nasty.
Special counsel in the home stretch. The
investigation is close to being completed.
More than we bargained for with FaceTime.
A crazy invasion of privacy.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. They're scraping and digging out from the latest snowstorm in the upper Midwest, but that's just an annoyance compared to the deeply cold weather that is now invading. It has people bundling up in St. Germain, Wisconsin.
Long johns, gloves, hats, everything I can fit on.
And hunkering down outside Chicago.
We got plenty of food and milk. We made sure we got all that stuff so that we don't have to leave the house when it gets to negative 20 or whatever crazy number it's going to be.
Minus 25 will be the nighttime low there for the next few nights. CBS's DeMarco Morgan is in Minneapolis, where it's minus 9 now, and the high tomorrow will be 14 below.
The Youth Link Shelter, a place for homeless young adults, added 20 additional beds. 23-year-old Monica Johnson, who has been living on the streets on and off for 6 years, says this organization is a lifesaver.
Where would you be if you weren't here?
Honestly, I don't know. I just feel like I'm blessed.
The snow and cold means misery on the roads. Plows working overtime up and down the highways, and cars struggling to move.
Wind chills are already approaching 40 below in parts of the Dakotas. Just a sign of things to come, says WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
Wind chills during the next 24 to 48 hours actually could drop down to between minus 40 and minus 60, and there are even some forecasts here around minus 60 to minus 65 degree wind chills that will occur in portions of South Dakota, Minnesota, over into sections of Iowa.
Well, in Washington, the word is Special Counsel Robert Mueller is close to finishing his investigation. Let's check in live this morning with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Yesterday, for the first time, the head of the Justice Department gave a strong indication that the special counsel's probe is nearing an end. In response to a question from CBS News, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker said he's been briefed on Robert Mueller's work, and he believes it is wrapping up.
The investigation is, close to being completed, and I hope that we can get the report from Director Mueller as soon as possible.
As the acting chief of the Justice Department, Whitaker oversees the Mueller probe. He was critical of the investigation before he took the job, but he says those were his views as a private citizen. William Barr, the nominee to succeed Whitaker as Attorney General, has vowed transparency, but he has not explicitly promised to release Mueller's report in full. Steve?
The latest man indicted in the Russia investigation, longtime Trump ally Roger Stone, appears in court today.
Stone, who was arrested at his Florida home on Friday, denies charges. He lied to Congress. He says he's been threatened.
Yeah, I've had death threats for 2 years, but they have ramped up more dramatically in the last couple days.
In repeated comments to reporters, Stone insists he's done nothing wrong and continues to defend the president.
I have enormous affection for he and his family, and I support his presidency because I think he's doing a great job of making America great again.
If Stone is convicted on the charges against him, he could spend up to 45 years in federal prison. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
Well, China has called on the U.S. to stop what it calls the unreasonable crackdown after authorities moved to indict a tech giant and its chief financial officer. CBS's Jan Crawford.
FBI Director Christopher Wray did not mince words, calling Chinese tech giant Huawei a dual threat to America's economic and national security.
Huawei's brazen and persistent actions to exploit American companies and financial institutions.
The indictments say Huawei employees undertook a scheme to steal T-Mobile's robotic technology named Tappy. Employees allegedly took numerous unauthorized photographs of Tappy and secretly removed a part of it from a laboratory in Washington State.
Four Houston police officers were wounded by gunfire as they tried to serve a search warrant on a home where drug activity was suspected. CBS's Maria Villarreal has the story.
We have multiple officers shot.
A barrage of gunfire erupted around 5 p.m.
We got officers down.
When undercover narcotics officers attempted a raid on a southeast Houston home.
Immediately upon breaching the door, the officers came under fire.
Police say the suspects were armed with semi-automatic weapons.
And then it stopped, and then again.
There was a total of about 15 shots, I believe.
President of the Houston Police Officers Union, Joe Gamaldi.
We are sick
and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families.
Two suspects in the home were shot and killed. Pacific Gas and Electric has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It faces billions of dollars in potential damages from California wildfires. State Senator Jerry Hill.
A company that has proved to be negligent in most of the fires that we've seen last year should not walk away without having some pain and paying the price.
Well, just last week, an investigation cleared the utility of any fault in a deadly 2017 fire. There's a problem with FaceTime, the Apple feature that turns a phone call into a face-to-face get-together. The issue is, before the call is even accepted, the caller can hear what's going on the other end. CNET's Ian Schur says it's activated if the caller's number is added to a conference call function in FaceTime.
You have to call a friend on FaceTime, and before they answer, you call yourself again, and somehow it causes everything to get screwed up, and their microphone and their laptop microphone, if they have that, all turn on, and you're suddenly able to hear what they're saying.
Apple plans a software fix later on this week. A new study finds lowering blood pressure can cut the risk of developing a brain disorder that can lead to Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula.
Researchers followed more than 9,000 people age 50 or older for around 5 years and found lowering blood pressure more aggressively to below 120 led to a 19% decrease in mild cognitive impairment compared to a less aggressive treatment of 140.
A new report sizes up global corruption. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
A watchdog group's corruption index for last year has more than two-thirds of countries scoring 50 out of 100, 100 being very clean and 0 being very corrupt. And the U.S. has fallen out of the top 20 cleanest countries because of threats to its system of checks and balances. Countries like Hungary and Turkey are growing more corrupt as they become more autocratic. Denmark leads the survey as the least corrupt nation, followed by New Zealand, Finland, Singapore, and Sweden.
Well, Pakistan's highest court has upheld the acquittal of a Christian woman who had been sentenced to death for blasphemy for insulting the Prophet Muhammad in a dispute about sharing a drinking glass. Asia Bibi is now free to leave the country and join the rest of her family in Canada. She's been in hiding since the first court ruling in her favor last October. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.